Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Welcome to the Muslim Teens Deen and Everything in Between podcast. So this is a new podcast. This is our first episode we just started. And the goal of this podcast is to help Muslim teens understand their religion better. We want to help Muslim teens who don't really know that much about their religion and kind of help them and guide them through what Islam really is. And also we want to put to rest some misunderstandings that you might have about Islam. So, assalamu alaikum, everybody. This is, you can say hello. We have Hassan, Saad, Zafan, Osama.
Yes, assalamu
alaikum.
Yeah, so pretty much in these podcasts, we're going to be talking about some different topics about Islam. And we're trying to be helping you understand a little bit more about them. And also, we're going to be talking a little bit, a couple things that about Islam that are misunderstood. So we're going to get into that a little bit today. So actually today's topic of the podcast is, why is Islam so misunderstood? And that's kind of what we're going to be discussing today. So who wants to start off? Why is Islam so misunderstood?
I think the because of the media, they portray it in some bad ways sometimes.
Yeah, so in the media, okay, that's true. So you're saying it is... In the media, you do see Islam portrayed in some different ways. But also, if you even just think about like history, a lot of times we're taught that like people don't really know about Islam because you don't really learn about it when you're little. Like, for example, when you're talking about history, people think, at least in the West, that like our history is the history of Christianity in Europe, when really, you know, our history is the history of people on Earth. I heard a quote like that recently. So that's what probably maybe another reason why Islam is kind of misunderstood.
Yeah, for especially like for adults, history is correct. But with teenagers, I think it's mostly more media, with like Hassan said, and not just social media, but I'm talking about the news, which I don't know what most of you watch. Even if you watch the news, Islam is misportrayed. Or if you watch any show on, not any show, but most shows on Netflix or even different TV channels, yeah, they all have different concepts of Islam.
Yeah, that's not to say that all TV shows and all movies that like portray Muslims as like horrible people, but a lot of times they don't do it intentionally. So sometimes they don't even do it intentionally. Sometimes it's like...
stereotypes.
Stereotypes, exactly. They don't really have a good... They themselves don't really have the people running the show, they don't really have a good understanding of Islam. So they're just portraying whatever they know about it. Whatever they do know is false.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also think that the media plays a part because in misunderstandings, because they usually put the negative things more often than the positives.
Yeah. And sometimes it's...
Yeah, and not to say that the media...
Go ahead.
Yeah, not to say that the media only has negative things. It also has like wonderful things for to show what Muslims are doing in a way that's positive. So they'll show, they'll say Ramadan Mubarak to Muslims, even if it's not a Muslim channel, right? Al Jazeera, all those channels, they still show the good parts. But with that, there's also the bad parts, right?
Yeah, there's also, So let's also talk about some of the misunderstandings that people have about Islam. What are some of the misunderstandings? What do people think of when they think of Islam? We're talking about somebody who doesn't really know anything about Islam. What are like the first things that come to their head?
I think one of the first things that come to their head are like when they think of Muslim is some guy wearing like a turban and wearing religious clothes.
Yeah, the stereotypes.
It's not true at all.
Like a beard. And there's some type of they're a Middle Eastern man, and they're wearing what do they call it? They call it a dress. Yeah, they call it a dress. They're wearing a white dress when it's not a dress. But yeah, so that's the main concept. When they think of a Muslim man, they think that image comes into their mind.
Yeah,
so. Which is completely untrue, because I saw a video by this YouTube channel called Yakin Institute. And it says, and then the person, his name is Omar Suleiman, says that only 20% of Muslims are actually Arab. And after searching that up, after Googling it up, it was actually true. So like, there's so many different kinds of people who are Muslim, not only Arabs.
Yeah, I mean, the description that you gave, Hassan, there are many Muslims that look like that, but it is true. There, obviously, not every Muslim looks like that. In fact, if you look at it, five of us here, we're all Muslims. None of us look like that.
Exactly,
yeah. So what are some other things that people might think about? What are some misunderstandings people might have about Islam? What's like the first thing that comes to mind? I think the first misunderstanding people would have is associating Islam with terrorism.
Yes, that, yeah. And that's a huge one. Like, it's it's disrespectful because even us, we don't do that stuff, and we're Muslim. And not only that, but every every non-Muslim I know, even if they know nothing by Islam, they all know that one word, haram, right? And if you're doing something completely normal, which is not haram, they'll be like, yo, are you sure you can do that? That's not, isn't that haram? Like, and I'll be like, I'm playing a sport. How is that haram? But, and then you explain to them, and that's how knowledge, you like spread knowledge, and they understand from there on. But that's one of the things that a lot of people know.
Right.
And so, think of.
Okay, so some people misunderstand that word, okay. So you're saying like people misunderstand the word haram. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, they know the word, but they don't know the entire aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's actually interesting. People associate, when they think of Islam, the first thing that comes to their head is kind of like terrorism and oppression and extremism, stuff like that. And it's kind of interesting that they think of that, because Islam itself is a religion of peace. The word Islam comes from the word salam, which means peace. Islam literally means peace. So
yeah, it's derived from the word peace.
Yeah. And a lot of the times, the people who are making these acts of terrorism, they're not actually following Islam. They're following their own their own kind of Islam. They take the Quran, and they twist them up, and like they say, and that's how they justify it. But really, it's not actually, that's not what Islam is.
Yeah, they pick and choose parts of Islam.
Yeah. And actually, talking about extremism, since we're on the topic of extremism, that's another thing. When it comes to Islam, people think, Muslims are extremists.
But yes, they think we pray all night, all day, fasting all the time, when it's not really like that. That it's just, sure, we do those things, but we do it moderately. We don't pray all night. We have a 5-time prayer schedule. We fast during the Ramadan, and sometimes even after Ramadan we fast. But it's not every day. It's not to the point where they think. It's not as extreme as they think.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. In fact, God says in the Quran, He says, "We have made you a moderate community. We've made you a moderate nation." So technically, not technically, in Islam, to be a Muslim, you have to be a moderate person. So in the Quran, you see a direct contradiction between this idea of Muslims being extremists and how Muslims are actually supposed to be moderate in everything that they do. And it doesn't matter what it is. Muslims are supposed to be moderate whenever they do. Even prayer, for example. So in prayer, you're not allowed to be praying all night. You're allowed to pray during the night, but only for a small portion. You have to be moderate in what you're doing, right? So that's it's another example of how of a misunderstanding in Islam.
But yes, you can't be too extreme, but that doesn't mean you can not pray at all.
Exactly.
Like, pray two salas a day.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
can't be like either this There's side or this side. You have to exactly. be in the perfect middle.
Yeah, so exactly. Thank you, Hassan. That slipped my mind. So it's like there's two extremes. It's either like, for example, if we take the example of prayer, you can't be praying all night, all day, but all at the same time, you can't just be ignoring your prayers altogether. It has to be kind of like in the middle. You have to be moderate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point you brought up, Hassan.
Okay, so Islam in the news.
All right, so I
Because,
guess I think we've talked about it a little bit. So this is just a kind of like a taste of what you'll get about misunderstandings about Islam. This is just the first episode, but throughout the rest of these episodes during a podcast, we'll be talking more and more about different misunderstandings about Islam. In fact, each topic will be about misunderstandings people have about that topic regarding Islam. So yeah, that was just a brief kind of taste into what you can expect from the coming episodes. Now let's go on to a new segment, and this segment is called Islam in the News. France votes to ban hijabs for Muslims under 18. So yeah, France is voting to ban people who are under 18 to wear hijabs in the country, in France. We have a kind of video that we're going to show you to kind of help you to understand a little bit more about this topic. So, for those audio listeners there who didn't or who weren't able to see what was on the screen that right there, it said that the French Senate voted to ban the wearing of the hijab in public for those under the age of 18. So, pretty much, this is a vote. They voted for this. The Senate has voted for it, but it hasn't become law yet. It hasn't yet become law. But if it is passed, then it will become a law. So actually, this is actually interesting because just a couple months ago, there were 36 organizations that submitted a complaint to the United Nations over France's treatment of Muslims. And it was actually a formal complaint to the United Nations Human Rights Council. And if you think about it, this is kind of like a violation of human rights because you're
Exactly.
it is because it. Every human has the right to practice their own religion. By taking away the right to wear a religious headscarf, the hijab, if you take away that right, you're infringing on somebody's right
Cultural religion.
to practice their own religion.
This is bigger than anything I've heard of in my like that I've heard of. So this is a whole country, guys. A whole country is banning Muslims from practicing their religion. It's huge. It's not, it's just
There was actually a
nuts.
lot of outcry on this over on the internet. Actually, Ibtihaj Muhammad, I believe she's an Olympic fencer for the American team. She said, "With France, this is what happens when you normalize." Whoops. You normalize anti-Islamic and anti-Muslim hate speech, bias, discrimination, and hate crimes. Islamophobia written into law. May Allah protect our sisters. Alhamdulillah, Ameen. Yeah. Sorry, Allahumma Ameen. Yeah. So she's pretty much saying, she said something. It says she said something interesting here. She said Islamophobia written into law. That's kind of what's happening here. They're pretty much taking discrimination and writing it into law. They're making Can somebody help me out here? They're like
making it a part of their law.
Yeah.
Discrimination.
Yeah, making Islamophobia a part of the law. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's almost, I feel like it's almost like they took a step back in human rights, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great way to word it, because to see this happen is just shocking. Because you don't expect something to happen, something like this to happen.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Mm.
Because essentially what's happening is they're legalizing discrimination.
Yeah.
It's legal discrimination. So
and there's nothing an average normal civilian can do about it. It's their law. They have to either listen to it and obey the law, or they have to leave. That's all they can do. So that's all for today. Jazakallah khair, and see you guys next time. Assalamu alaikum.